What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Jill Bonanno joins me for Simply Living. Good morning to you, Jill.
Good morning, Rodney. Are you having a lovely day?
Oh, yes. Marvellous. Marvellous.
I can see that. That's good. Big smile. Lovely. Yeah, so, and we're talking today. I'm jumping straight in here.
Good.
Straight into our,
let's
into
get
our
into
subject.
It.
Yeah. Into our budget pampering. And the reason I started thinking was, you know, a lot of times when you've been having a nice regular income and you sort of get into these habits of maybe doing your nails, or a lot of people, that's their little pampering things that they do, or they go for a massage, or different things are important to different people. But when you have to start tightening the belt, and you have to start thinking, what are the things that I'm going to have to knock out now? Well, life's just not going to be quite so much fun anymore. And then I thought, you know, it can be hard to go cold turkey, because even if you're tightening the belt, you can't go cold turkey. You've got to go cold sausage or something now, because can't afford that turkey. It's a bit too much. So I was just thinking it'd be nice to talk about some things that we can do to not forego little treats in life, because we do live in a culture that we are very blessed to be able to, you know, involve ourselves in these treats sometimes. So let's not go all out and say, well, no, life's going to be a drudge from now on. Let's do it, though, on a budget and think about it more clearly. So, you know, simply living, sometimes I think people think that we have to be, what's the word, you know, when people don't have anything whatsoever and Spartan lifestyle with no fun, no smiling. Smiling isn't simple, so we have to, you know, frown about things. But let's do some special things anyway, but we'll just be a bit more sensible about it.
I guess there are things that we may be used to splashing out on, and we've got to sort of rethink and say, what are our priorities? And say, well, it's not really things and stuff. So we're not saying we need to continue living a lifestyle that really denies what's really important, but there are treats. And we'd certainly like your input this morning. What are the things that you do for treats that don't cost a lot, that, you know, really make life that much more enjoyable? If you'd like to get in touch with us, a few ways to do that. mornings@sunshinefm.ws. mornings@sunshinefm.ws is our email address. Shoot us an email or use Microsoft Messaging. Or if you'd like to chat with us on air this morning about this topic, 9313 0800, 9313 0800. You can give us a call. Where do we begin?
Well, look, I've begun with coffee, because I think that there are some people that...
We should always begin with coffee, yes.
And we do. We begin the day every day with coffee. And let me just tell our listeners that we had a little bit of a meltdown here, because our coffee pot just stopped. It just didn't go one day, and everybody was screaming around the place saying, no coffee, no coffee. And we can't drink that instant stuff. I mean, honestly, there's a few coffee snobs around here, I got to say. So yeah, there was a bit of a dilemma when it came to no coffee. But, you know, that is sometimes there are some people, and I'm not one of those. I do enjoy a nice cup of coffee. I have to say that sometimes I think coffee promises more than it delivers, because the smell is absolutely delicious, and then you'll start to drink the cup of coffee and it...
You're drinking the wrong coffee. Yeah.
Well, obviously you didn't make it. I must have made that one. But there are some people that absolutely love their coffee, and they just have to have, they know all the, I found out a macchiato the other day. I found out what that was, and I know all these fangled-angled names that I don't really know. Just a cup of coffee is good for me. However, we don't have to forego posh coffee if that's your thing, if that's your love in life. And let me just say, sometimes we think about all these things and we think, no, life is going to be terrible now, we have to save money, we can't spend it on anything, and now it's all going to be miserable. Well, this is just one of those little lights that shine, that says, you know, you can cut back, but you can have your little treats as well. And they are actually treats when you don't get them quite so much. It is more of a treat. So what I was thinking was, you know, sometimes it's not just the coffee itself either. It's the actual event around the coffee. So you might meet with your friends once a week at a coffee shop, get together, enjoy your really lovely coffee that you love, maybe a special muffin or whatever the sweets are that you have with that. So it's not just the coffee. It's the time that you spend as well. And I was thinking, well, maybe if you need to go to a coffee shop to absolutely enjoy it, if that's what makes the treat for you, then instead of once a week, perhaps you could cut it back to once a fortnight or once a month or once every 3 weeks or whatever. And you can still have your treat, but you just do it less often. And maybe if you still want to get together with your friends, though, and it's not so much the coffee that's the treat, some of these coffee places, they sell their coffee. So you can actually buy their coffee and brew it at home. So, you know, maybe that would be a way to go, is that you buy the coffee from the place and you're still getting that coffee, but just go to each other's houses and take turns to do that, and everybody takes turns in whipping up some biscuits, or, you know, have a posh afternoon tea and you can have some scones.
What time should we be over then?
Look, I can tell you, you can come over. I found... Absolutely. Oh, let me tell everybody. I've found this really great website for easy recipes. Just easy recipes. You'll love it. And I keep coming across them and say, oh, I'll have that one. Oh, I'll have that one. I'm printing them all out madly. And it's fabulous. It's called bestrecipes.com.au. Okay? Bestrecipes.com.au.
I like the fact that it's .au, which means it's Australian.
It's Australian.
So many times you find sites talking about buying foods or recipes or whatever.
Yeah, and ingredients
because they come from overseas, it's like, no, we don't have that here.
Exactly, yeah. So they've got lemonade scones, and then anyone who's cooked lemonade scones knows just how easy they are to cook. And there's really a minimum of fuss. You know the old scones? I used to hate the bit where you had to rub the flour through the butter through the flour,
mm-hmm,
with your fingers, and I cannot stand that feeling. That's one of those, you know, some people can't stand touching cotton wool balls and that sort of thing. Well, I'm that's my yuck. I can't stand that, and it takes time. But with the lemonade scones, easy as. So that's on that website. But you know what I mean? Like, if you've got those lemonade scones, you can whip them up, someone can come over, have a cup of coffee, and you're spending your time, and it's still a treat. So that's the point that I was in a roundabout way.
We got there.
Finally getting to. Yeah, that's right.
If you'd like to give us your thoughts on what are some of the treat things that you do that don't cost a lot of money, but still help you to enjoy life, and enjoy those little treats with friends or with family, let us know. The number to call is 9313 0800, 9313 0800, or you can shoot us an email or use Microsoft Messenger, mornings@sunshinefm.ws, mornings@sunshinefm.ws. Rodney Olson with Jill Bonanno. We're talking about finding those little ways to pamper ourselves, but without spending lots of money. Glynis from Mandurah has some ideas. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Yes, I've been listening to the program, and it's brought back memories for me when I was first married, and naturally working on a budget with our young children. My girlfriend and I used to go shopping together, and after that we'd go over to the delicatessen and pick out something wild and wonderful that we'd never ever tried before.
That's good.
And we would buy that, and probably a bread roll, fancy bread roll that we've never had before, and take it home, feed the children first on their little sandwiches, and then sit down to have our smoked eel or something.
Smoked eel!
Something wild and wonderful that we've never ever tried before, or pickled fish, and we thought, oh, well, we'll try it. This would be a treat for us, and an experiment as well.
Yeah, hopefully, but, you know, it was a treat.
Well, something so simple that we've never, ever had before, and it was kind of an adventure.
That's fantastic,
well.
Yeah.
But, you know, that would be rather limited as far as our finances were concerned, or we'd probably get together, as you say, and after we've washed all our nappies and what have you, we'd all get together because we lived quite close to one another in the street, and we'd give a tally-ho sort of thing. We'd go up and have a coffee with one another and have a chit-chat. But things were so simple, and I think today it's so sad because we don't even seem to know our neighbours so much, and the children are being driven to school all the time, and we never get to socialise with anybody. I'm talking about, 40 years ago, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm like an old girl now. Yeah, no.
But hey, the trouble is I'm agreeing with you. I'm thinking,
yes,
exactly.
Well, the thing is, things were simple, and I don't know whether the young ones today can think of getting together with their friends in the street, getting to know if anybody else has got a child in the street, and sharing the walk down to the school and that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
I think
nothing
that
like
I think that that happens. There are some suburbs that I've heard of, and we've actually had some callers into the show, you know, in past times that have said that they just, they have a great street, you know, they really get on with their neighbours and, you know, it seems to be, though, that it's quite a transient sort of population that we have too. Like, people do sell their homes and move out, but I reckon that we might be getting back to that point where people aren't selling their homes so much anymore because of what's happening, you know, with the economy and everything. And maybe we will become more of an established culture again and, you know, get to know our neighbours and start to get back to playing games together and you know, doing things streetwise. I reckon that you're right. You're right, Glynis. Times were back then when money was hard, but I think money hasn't been quite an issue, so you tend to be busily going out doing things and you don't really do things at home with neighbours.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
We used to have lots of happenings, is what we used to call happenings. We think, gee, you know, I've got plenty of sausages in the fridge today. Let's go down and see if they want to come up and have a barbecue tonight or something.
That's lovely,
you know?
Yeah.
But just things like that, just what we used to call happenings. We didn't plan it, it just happened.
Well,
and,
they were
very easy times together and quite cheap.
And no one minds eating a sausage off the barbie.
No, that's
it doesn't
right.
have to be a gourmet steak.
That's right.
That's good. Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much for that, Glynis.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Really good to talk to you.
Yeah. No.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's true, eh, Rodney, because we are actually in a place where we're getting back to those basic principles, and that's what Simply Living's been all about all the time anyway, is that, you know, let's just enjoy a sausage on the barbie with our neighbours. It doesn't have to turn into some great gala affair. It can just be a simple enjoy each other's company. And the sausages are sort of like the byproduct, but the actual reason for it is the company.
Well, I think Glynis really hit the nail on the head when she started talking about the sorts of things that she and her friends used to do.
Yep.
They would find ways that the things that they bought, those special treats of, you know, let's try this, we've never had it before, that was really just, you know, something that they used to have that friendship and to spend those times together. We've tended to, I think, get into the habit of we're going out for the experience. We're trying to buy the experience.
Yeah.
When the experience is that time with friends.
I agree with you. That's exactly what it is all about. And I think we've sort of covered that in the show, and that's what this show is actually about, is getting some perspective, really, on life, isn't it? And getting to the point where we understand the point of doing things. And, you know, that's what Glynis is talking about, is having fun with her friend. How fun is that? What's something that's really out there that we've never tried before and possibly we'll never try again? But I want to try that smoke deal, mate. That sounds pretty special to me on a sandwich.
I'm wondering who else has some ideas. If you'd like to give us a call and tell us some of your ideas, maybe it is memories of the past, just like Glynis was talking about, those things that, you know, we didn't used to spend a lot and yet we had great times. They were little ways to pamper ourselves and enjoy those little moments. What are your memories of that? Or maybe some things that you're doing these days. What are the things that you're doing to pamper yourself a little, spending time with friends, whatever it might be, or just something just for yourself? We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 9313 0800, or email us or use Microsoft Messenger, mornings@sunshinefm.ws. mornings@sunshinefm.ws. Rodney Olsen here with Jill Bonanno, Simply Living, and we're talking about those little ways to pamper ourselves and to just spend time and, you know, not throw the baby out with the bathwater saying, oh, we've got no money anymore, therefore we can't do stuff. On the phone this morning, we've got, it's Jenny from Floreat. And Jenny, you've got a couple of suggestions you'd like to make.
Yes, well, I lived in the US for quite a long time, and it was very hard to get to know your neighbours because, you know, everybody has we always say it was electric car garage openers that were the doom of getting to know your neighbours, because all you'd see was their car driving into their garage and the garage door coming down. So what we decided to do, a couple of us decided to have a neighbourhood book club. And so the rule was you had to be able to walk. You had to be within walking distance, and we would have it at different people's places. And it was a fantastic way to get to know your neighbours. And, you know, you have different ages, different people there, different opinions, and we would have it once a month.
That's a fabulous idea.
I was actually just thinking of starting it in my own street. I've been back here for a few years now, and I realised that I really don't know my neighbours very well where I live now.
Okay, that's a great idea. So how did you get to those neighbours to actually say, look, do you want to do a book club? Did you do a letterbox drop, or how did you do that? Knock on doors?
We did a letterbox drop,
yeah.
And that's what I'm going to do. And just in our street, we just had a reasonably sized street, and we just did a letterbox drop and said, this is the first meeting of the neighbourhood book club, and if you'd like to join, come along and we'll discuss what would be a good night to meet. We ended up getting quite a lot of people along. So
that's really good. You did it at night time, so even if people worked, it was something that you could do.
Absolutely, yeah. We did it just one night a month.
Yep.
And half the time nobody read the books.
I love that. It's good, isn't it? So you just get the idea.
It was a true book club meeting, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's fabulous. I really like that. I really like that you don't have the rules so stringent that if you didn't read the book, you don't feel like you can come along anyway. That's really good.
And it was a really good way of getting to know your neighbours, and I feel that's really missing.
Yeah, it is. It actually is. We've found that with our neighbours in our neighbourhood, we've known some people up the street anyway, and funny that even though we knew them before we moved to this street, we probably see them once in a blue moon, and I haven't seen any blue moons lately. But, you know, if the electricity goes off or something like that, you find that everybody goes out into their front yard to see if it's off everywhere else, and that's when we get together and have a chat. It's really funny, isn't it? So I love that. The book club idea is a very, well, let's call it a pseudo book club idea, is a very good idea. Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you.
I've got a story about garage door openers in America.
Okay.
Well, this is a very naughty story of when I was a teenager. I lived there for a year. I went on a scholarship over there, and I lived not far from Chicago. And the family that I lived with, one of the daughters was married and lived in Chicago. So one of the tricks was that you get the garage door opener and you drive down the street and see how many garage doors open when you're pushing the button on it. Very bad. That was a long time ago before crime was invented, okay?
Okay.
So it was okay.
Very interesting.
Yeah,
now, I love Jenny's idea of, you know, doing a letterbox drop saying, you know, let's get together. We've got some friends who moved into a new area. Now, it used to be if you moved into a new area, you'd have people, you know, coming in and introducing themselves. And that's what happened with us. And that was only about 15 years ago. The neighbour came and introduced herself. And, you know, we've been friends ever since. But it doesn't happen a lot. So these friends, you know, put on a morning tea or afternoon tea or something, I forget exactly what, in their front yard, and just drop notes around to say, hi, when you're in this area, we'd like to meet our neighbours, and, you know,
come over for a cuppa.
And a lot of the time, if you're the one that sparks that and starts it happening, you know, you'll find that other people say, oh, I wish we'd done this ages ago. And neighbours that have never had a chance to talk to each other, they start communicating and you find out a bit more about each other. So you're not only connecting yourself to the neighbours, you're connecting the neighbours to each other.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And that's probably true, you know. The new person on the block can actually bring other people together that have never spoken anyway. So that is a terrific idea. And it doesn't mean that you have to spend every day in each other's pockets. That's not the thing that we're talking about. It's just you never know. You may find your next best friends living right next door and you never knew they were there. That's a terrific idea. I like that.
And I love the way the conversation today has turned to this idea that we're talking about pampering yourself, looking after yourself, doing special things, and it's very much turned to things that we do with other people and getting to know other people, and that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just before we go this morning, a couple of ideas just for yourself, if you're going to pamper yourself.
The personal pampers, yeah.
Okay.
Look, I've just written down a couple of ideas. We've got, what I've written here is if you've paid masses for your tresses, which is for your hair, and some people do that, that's their pamper, is that they like to go and get their hair done. They feel like $1 million and it keeps them going for the next 6 weeks or however. That can be very expensive. And I only found out the other day just how expensive it is because someone told me. I've been going to my hairdresser for a long time. Started off in a salon years and years ago, and then she actually built a new home and built a salon into it. So I've been going to her there for years now. And I didn't realise what a good bargain I was getting until I found out from one of the girls who works here. She's lost her hairdresser, went and got pregnant, and now she's not doing it anymore at her salon. So she's got to find another hairdresser. And when I found out how much it does actually cost at a salon, I thought, man, I'm getting a really good bargain here. So it might be worthwhile finding out if there is someone, if you still like to get your hair done, and that's one of those things that just makes you feel good, find out if there's someone that does do it from home, because you might find that they do it for a whole lot cheaper.
So you found out that the general cost is a lot more. Don't tell your hairdresser.
No. She knows. Actually, she went and started working in a salon once a week just because she felt like doing something different, and she didn't stay there for very long. She said, I can't believe how much they charge. She said it's just she felt very guilty doing that. So it's just good. I mean, and she is salon trained, and it's not like she's just, you know, someone who's got a pair of nail scissors and she cuts your hair with those. She's very good at what she does, so I am getting a good deal. The other couple of things is I read a really funny thing that I just want to share with everybody, Rodney, about a lady who she decided she liked to go and get beauty treatments done. So, you know, the body scrub and the all those sorts of things. So she thought, well, I'm going to cut back. And she calls herself Budget Gal. This was on the internet. And she said, I'm going to cut back and I'm going to make my own stuff from home. So I can still do the day spa thing, but I'll just do it with my own stuff, my own products. So she thought, I'll make a body scrub. And she made it out of, I'm not into making stuff like this myself. I just think it sounds messy, but she made it out of coarse salt and olive oil. So she read in a book, this is how you do it, and rub it over your skin and it makes it soft and it exfoliates, and thought that was a good idea. But she thought, oh, I think I'll make it, you know, so that it's one of those relaxing smells and everything. So she put, she wanted to make it a rosemary one, because rosemary's got some properties in it that's very good. So she put some rosemary oil and some dried rosemary in it, just to make it an extra scrub and everything. So she says, Budget Gal learned two things. Dried rosemary does not slide off you and down the drain. It sticks to you and to the tub, and you have to pick off the pieces and throw them away. So that wasn't good. She goes, when you rub yourself with salt, olive oil and rosemary, you smell like roast chicken. She says, Budget Dog, that's her dog, was very pleased, but Budget Gal felt like a walking rotisserie. She says, there is no reason for you to ever make rosemary body scrub unless you use it on your chicken. So she reckons that one was a fail. So if you're going to do something yourself, sort of think it through. maybe you need to put some rose oil in it or something that smells a little bit sweeter.
That would perhaps be good.
Yeah. Not invigorating. Nice. Yeah.
Well, Jill, it's been a lot of fun talking this morning and talking about some of the simple things that we can do. It's not all doom and gloom. We can spend time with friends, make new friends, and instead of going out all the time and spending a lot of money, finding those people just round about us that just want to spend a bit of simple time together, just the same as we do.
Yeah.
So it's been great. Thanks to those who contributed to the program this morning. Jill, we'll catch up with you this time next week.
Thanks, Rod.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.